The commission headed by Judge Raymond Zondo wants the court to jail Zuma for 2 years. Sources close to the former president tell VOA he's strongly considering not even sending lawyers to argue his case.
If Zuma just doesn't pitch, then the court has to make up its mind without his help.
That was Kathy Powell, a law professor at the University of Cape Town. She says this wouldn't be the first time Zuma hasn't bothered to defend himself.
It's interesting that last time the court made up its mind without his help, he immediately accused the court of bias, and he accused the court of being politicized. One of the things he kept saying was...
Even when Zuma was president, say legal commentators, he acted as if laws didn't apply to him and his allies.
If he carries on like he's been doing so far, he won't turn up. The Constitutional Court will reach a decision without him. I cannot see anything other than a conviction for contempt of court because the facts are too obvious. So the question just becomes what kind of sentence the court's going to impose. And if it does impose a sentence of imprisonment, then he will be arrested and imprisoned immediately.
Powell says Zuma clearly thinks the court won't dare to jail an important political figure like him and will instead impose a fine. But she adds that the former ANC leader seems to be craving prosecution.
It is possible that Zuma is not actually interested in what the court thinks of him, but is playing to some different audience. And if the court makes a more adversarial finding against him, which it's likely to do if it hasn't heard his argument, then he's got more of a ground to complain that he's a victim of some conspiracy.
Independent political analyst Kolani Dube believes Zuma succeeded in turning the commission into a political farce.
I think what is happening in the Zondo Commission is an arena where people who were not seeing eye to eye previously, they are using now this noble forum to discredit each other. We always ask ourselves as the citizen if that Zondo Commission really is there to mine the truth, or is it there to further the differences of those who were at each other's throat previously? Because, to be quite honest,
Dube says it's clear that the commission represents the interests of Zuma's sworn political foe, Cyril Ramaphosa, who replaced him as president. He says Zuma's encouraged this scenario from the beginning of the inquiry.
I think the former president, Jacob Zuma, he sensed that, look, this has nothing to do about justice, but it is a political game. And now he is playing a political game. All of us, we know very well that he's good at it. And that is pushing Ubaba Uzondo into a corner because he's not a political guru and he's not even political savvy. And so he is in trouble. And now the whole commission starting to unravel, to say it was nothing to do with justice.
Political and legal observers say whatever happens to Zuma will be a pivotal point in the constitutional history of democratic South Africa. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.